Isn't today great? Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some wonderful people for you.
All you mommies and daddies out there who complain to the radio station, I got something to say to you.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay?
It's an incredible metamorphosis of love and emotion and sensitivity and tenderness and fun and joy and happiness.
Did you know that this show represents health and hope?
Hey, it's a great day to breathe easy, unless you're under indictment. Welcome aboard the Amy Beth Arkley Show, bringing together a mosaic of voices from the arts, politics, personal growth, and justice. How are you? Whew. Another crazy week. Almost in the rear view, we'll take it all on, and we will discuss the infamous Trump indictment, part duh, and now we have just learned, as they're unsealing it, that there are actually 38 counts against the former ex-Oval Office occupant, not seven, as was revealed yesterday. We'll talk more about it, try to unpack it a bit. Surround ourselves with great music, and yeah, we're breathing easier here in the Northeast, at least I am. I hope you are as well. With the fallout from that Canadian wildfire. Talk all about that. Surround ourselves with great tunes. Your Forgotten 45s in the mix. As are you. Are you listening live? It is Friday, June 9th, 11 a.m. out west, 1 p.m. central, and 2 o'clock here in the east. Our number in motion, 347-857-4505. Hey, the Facebook page, the PopNet chat box available for those tagging along for the live ride. And Twitter, of course, a 24/7 oasis at AB Writes. All being held by the talented EverReady TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, ML at headquarters. Show brought to you in part by Audiophile, music, books, podcasts. Go ahead, caress your ears with everything you want to hear from Audiophile. Also by Dunkin'. The American summer runs on Dunkin'. The refreshers, the coladas, they're all here. America runs on Dunkin'. PopNet, it's arts, culture, conversation, on air, online, up and running 24/7, featuring the Amy Beth Arkley Show and those robust roundtables. Getting dicey, as you may know. Let's get talking. Anything, everything on your mind? As we get through some smoke from a distant fire and wade through the unsealing of this very lengthy indictment. Welcome aboard the Amy Beth Arkley Show.
I know where you go to. I knew when you came home last night. bit by bit, excuse by excuse, we're putting Donald Trump above the law. We are rendering indefensible conduct normal, legal, and appropriate, as though he were a king. And now, Donald Trump has been suggesting, not even subtly, that any legal action against him could result in violence.
I think if it happened, I think you'd have problems in this country, the likes of which perhaps we've never seen before. I don't think the people of the United States would stand for it.
Our former president is apparently now suggesting that if he is prosecuted, his supporters should stand up to our constitutional order and the rule of law. Stand up and through whatever means are needed, prevent his prosecution. Prevent the application of the law.
What kind of problems, Mr. President?
I think they'd have big problems. Big problems. I just don't think they'd stand for it.
It is hard to see this as anything but a direct threat to our Constitution, to our Republic, and a credible one at that. One can only wonder, is this where the Republican Party will go next? That prosecution is inappropriate because MAGA will violently oppose it.
Law and the law. something you call love, but confess you've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin', and now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing, and you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a-changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. You keep playing where you shouldn't be playing, and you keep thinking that you'll never get burned. Ha! I just found me a brand new box of matches, yeah. And what he knows you ain't had time to learn. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, boots? Start walking.
Melania's boots are made for walking before that cell door closes. Nancy Sinatra on the Amy Beth Darkley Show for Shelley, and belated birthday wishes to Nancy Sinatra, who turned 83 yesterday and still doing her thing. And a pair for the ex-Oval Office occupant, now 38 charges he's facing, along with his aide, Walt Nauta. The Authority song from John Mellencamp for Johnny Fever's Hangover, and I Fought the Law, and the Law won. The Clash, putting their raucous signature on the Bobby Fuller 4 classic for a bunch of folks, including Nixie, Swen, and Shane. Thank you guys for playing with me in real time. You know how much I enjoy it. And for those of us who endured the fallout from those Canadian wildfires, Springsteen's burning train and smoke from a distant fire from the Stanford Townsend Band, for Millie. Thank you, guys. Love playing with you in real time. Hey, don't forget, all the shows are archived for podcasts. Follow the Amy Beth Arkley Show wherever you get your podcasts in case you miss any or want to hear it again, for sure. So we're unpacking, they're unsealing the indictment, and apparently it's 38 counts of mishandling documents, illegally retaining classified documents, showing documents to people who do not have security clearances. Pretty serious charges. Now, I understand Jack Smith, the special counsel, will make a statement 3 o'clock this afternoon, so stay tuned for that. And it's crazy. But the MAGA folks are swirling around Trump, and this is what I don't understand. Why? I know he's going to say witch hunt and election interference. That's him. He's running for president, and yes, he's leading in the Republican polls. But these other people, why are people like Mike Pence surrounding him and standing up for him? It doesn't make sense to me. If you're a Republican, you have at least 10 other choices who will then execute the same Trumpian deplorable plans that you and I, most of us, do not want. And they might be easier. Any of these people might make it have an easier stretch against Joe Biden. That age thing is going to loom large, and I love Joe Biden, and I will lose my voice to try to get him reelected. But I'm kind of thinking Trump isn't going to go the distance here. He's got too many legal woes hanging over his head, and somehow, some way, the Republicans are going to come to their senses and pick somebody else. And maybe the Democrats need to do the same thing. Maybe Joe needs to step aside. As much as I love him, as much as he's done for this country, perhaps that age thing is only going to get harder and harder for him. And maybe we need a quick primary and someone, whether it's Kamala Harris or Pete Buttigieg, or Gavin Newsom, who I think is ready to roll because he already has a pack out and he's traveling the country. He knows he's already said he's going to run in 2028. He could do it. we got to save this democracy. We're not done yet with this. And I don't know if Joe can go the distance against anybody else, no matter how bad they are, even DeSantis with his cultural warrior nonsense. It doesn't play well to the general public, but somehow some people are not as tuned in as you and I are. They're not listening, and maybe they can be bamboozled when the time comes. I'm just throwing it out there. I hate to say it. I wish it wasn't so, and if it stays the way it is, you know I'm going to fight like heck for Joe Biden, but I'm just not sure. This age thing is going to be a problem, and I don't think Donald Trump is going to wind up with the nomination. I just don't. I mean, technically he can do it. He can run. He says he's staying in. He can run under indictment. He can run if he's convicted even. He can serve from prison, I suppose, but it doesn't seem like that's going to happen. And I don't understand why these people are rallying around him, because they're so freaking afraid of the base. Give me a break. Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, PopNet chat box. Let's see what you guys have to say. Don John says, not going to lie, the MAGA meltdown is delicious. The whining over the Trump indictment is music to my ears. Keep it coming, you bunch of phony balonies. Yeah, I hear you, Don. We'll see how it all plays. I don't get it. That's why I say I don't really understand it. It just seems really crazy. Elizabeth says, Trump is horrible. But so is DeSantis, condemning the Trump indictment, and then he uses it to campaign for himself. It's crazy indeed. Yeah, I don't, again, they're all talking about pardoning him. Mike Pence, of course, says he won't do, he doesn't like to answer hypotheticals, but he was out there derailing the Justice Department at the same time as saying nobody's above the law. Please, Mike Pence, with his warmed-over Ronald Reagan impersonation, I don't think I can take it. This guy is not good. He's not a fan of anybody in the LGBTQ community, women, with abortion rights. He's just someone who wants to make this into a theocracy. And here we go again with the religious right fervor coming up. But there are people to choose from. That's what I'm saying. Pick somebody else. You don't need Donald Trump to have some of this bad kind of stuff going. The truth is coming out, and it's worse than we even thought. So says Seek It. Yeah, well, it's coming out. Hillary Clinton will get the last word and the last laugh, so says Dutch Dirk. I don't know about that. I mean, yes, I know there are all those memes going out that she's laughing. But we all, yeah, she's going to have a better, she's having a better time than the rest of us, but we would have had a better time if she, had she been president. Very interesting. Who else we have? A.G. Garland, he's got to come out and make a speech about this. It's very important, so says Royce. Okay, well, I don't know if it's going to be Garland and Jack Smith or just Jack Smith, but there's going to be a statement released, and somebody's going to say something at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Crazy stuff indeed. Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, pop in the chat box. I don't know about you, but I kind of want to get into a red Corvette and drive around, as we remember the late, great Prince, who would have celebrated his 65th birthday on June 7th. Boy, oh boy, what a shapeshifter he was, and all the great music and the cultural references continue. Let's go cruising. What do you say? I'm Amy Beth Arkelisha.
I guess I should know by the way you parked your car sideways. I don't want that. You're the kind of person that believes in making out once, love and leaving fast. We'll be right back.
over, baby. Give me the keys. I'm gonna try to tame you anyway. Love machine.
I can't you see?
that political career of the convict formerly known as Donald J. Trump may be over. Boz Gags on the Amy Beth Arkley Show, and a happy belated birthday wish to, what do they call him, the granddaddy of Yacht Rock? Boz Gags celebrated 79 candles on his cake the other day, and interesting career. Started out working with the Steve Miller Band, and then, of course, had that stellar mid-70s jumpstart to his own solo career with Silk Degrees, collaborations with Donald Fagen, and more. Still doing it, I think, at 79. Fountain of Youth, indeed. Boz Gags, love that album, Silk Degrees. Still have it on vinyl, I think. I think it's in fairly good shape. I've played it a lot, that's for sure. Vinyl is lasting. California Revisited from America. California Dreamin', the Mamas and the Papas, with a belated birthday wish to Mama Michelle Phillips, the remaining member of that iconic 60s group, celebrated just the other day. Don't think she sings anymore, but you do see her sometimes on PBS. They do those rewind specials. Still looking good and sounding great. And what a classic sound the Mamas and the Papas gave us. And the MAGA crowd going in spin drive like crazy. Two spin doctors, two princes from the spin doctors, and Little Red Corvette, as we remember, Prince Roger Nelson, who was a shape-shifting figure in the rock world for sure, left us too soon, would have celebrated his 65th birthday on June 7th. Wow, indeed, the music, as we say, lives on and on. It is the Amy Beth Arkley Show, Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, Potnet chat box. Will the career of Donald Trump go on and on? I mean, it's possible. He could run from prison. You know, that's a possibility, but I just don't see it happening, and I think there needs to be some moral courage and fortitude on the part of these presidential contenders. Chris Christie, Asa Hutchinson have come out and said they think he should step aside, but what about the other folks? And what about this comment? Somebody sent me a missive from Joe Walsh. You know who he is? He's a former congressman, conservative congressman, Republican, now is a radio host, I think, and a never Trumper, but I guess he talks to Trumpers all day long, and his comment is, it doesn't matter what Asa Hutchinson or Chris Christie say about the Trump indictment. They have zero shot at the nomination. Watch DeSantis, Pence, Haley, and Scott. For these four to stay viable, they must echo Trump's witch hunt, election interference, and weaponization of government BS. If they don't, they're toast with the GOP base. Now, here's my point. Maybe that's true, but let's show some courage because the base, they're so shaking in their shoes over this base that it's only like about 30%. Other Republican voters who I think probably are on the fence or could go another way, and again, we're talking about people who will have the same deplorable policies as Trump has, but without the criminal baggage. Pick one of those guys. You got plenty of time. Trump can yell witch hunt. It's for his advantage to complain about that. But his followers can follow somebody else. And other people who are, you know, voted because they do knee-jerk voting as far as Republicans are concerned, may want to go for an alternative. This is my saying, and I'm a Democrat. I'm not going to vote for him. In fact, I think any of these people might be have an easier row to hoe against Biden. So as a Democrat, it's probably better for Trump. But as an American, it's not, because Trump is bad for this country, and the fact that he's a criminal is bad. And to talk about weaponization and election interference is baloney. It's bogus. If the guy is a criminal, the guy is a criminal. And you can't say in the one breath, Mike Pence, that no one's above the law, but the DOJ shouldn't do this because it's a bad thing for the rest of the world to see us prosecute a president. Well, it's a bad thing that we elected somebody who was a criminal and had all this intention to do all this bad stuff. That's what I say. What about you? Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, PopNet chat box. Carly says, you're right to point out the fact that Joe Biden's age is going to loom larger than ever, especially if it's DeSantis or somebody else. Maybe he should step aside. I say it reluctantly like you. I love Joe Biden, but come on, we have to win this thing. Democracy is in the balance. Yeah, I think it is. Trump is toast, let's face it. So says Clyde. Eventually the base will wake up and there'll be nowhere to go. Well, there will be somewhere to go. They got plenty of time to do it. He can try to gin them up, and he's going to have activities. I think rallies in North Carolina this weekend, maybe Florida as well. Apparently a barbecue birthday bash, his birthday is coming up next week, is going to be held, I think, on the same night that he gets his faces the formal indictment charges when he has to show up in court on Tuesday. By the way, Eileen Cannon, remember that? She was the one who first got the Mar-a-Lago case to begin with. She's the judge. She apparently has been assigned to this case, too. So you talk about rigged. I'm not so much, if you know what I mean. Meanwhile, the field is getting mighty crowded. More people have entered from both sides of the spectrum. The warmed-over cream of rice, milquetoast candidate known as Mike Pence on one side, and the bombastic Chris Christie on the other. As Joe Walsh says, neither one might stand a chance to win, but who the heck knows? Getting crowded, indeed. I'm Amy Beth Arkley Show. Weigh in.
walking of my memory, and I'm gonna move on out of your heart. Turning in my key, and I'm gonna move on out of your heart.
Thank you. from New Jersey. I don't expect too much. If the world ended today, I would adjust. I'm from New Jersey. No, I don't talk that way. I watch too much TV when I was young. I'm from New Jersey. My mom's Italian. I've read those mafia books. We don't belong. There are girls from New Jersey who have that great big hair. They're found in shopping malls. I will take you there. New Jersey, it's not like Texas. There is no mystery. I can't pretend. I'm from New Jersey. It's like Ohio, but even more so. Imagine that. I know which exit and where I'm bound. Tolls on the parkway, they will slow you down. New Jersey people, they will surprise you. They're not expected to do too much. They will try harder. They may go further. They never think that they are good enough. I'm from New Jersey. I don't expect too much. If the world ended today, I would adjust, I would adjust, I would adjust.
You would adjust. The great John Gorka on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. In honor of Chris Christie, the Mabastic ex-governor of New Jersey, entering the 2024 GOP POTUS race. Everyone says he doesn't stand a chance, but he might make it fun, that's for sure. And the mild one. Mike Pence, of course. Indiana wants me, that one-hit wonder from R. Dean Taylor. Indiana wants it, but we don't. Go back, Mike, go back. And getting mighty crowded, Betty Everett, that's the theme of the 2024 GOP situation, as they keep piling on and piling in, and that might make good news for DJT, except all the legal woes that he faces. And that great Betty Everett song going out to Cecile. Thank you so much for the kind words via the PopNet chat box. Love playing with you guys in real time, as you know I do. And the Inspiration to Action Challenge success story, I want to give a shout-out to Georgie, Memphis, Tennessee, who says, thanks so much. Love your style. Love your show. The music, the vibe, the commentary, the whole bit, and especially that challenge definitely pushed me in the right direction. I am writing poetry and song lyrics again. Hey, Georgie, love to hear it and love to see some of those. Send me a couple of lyrics or poems. I'd love to check out your wares, so to speak. Inspiration Action, if it's worked for you, I'd love to give you a shout-out. You deserve it. I also would love to help you if you need a little push in the right direction. Let's start a creativity coaching counseling conversation. You know the first one's always on me. Give me a couple of weeks to connect. Please do so via the website, amybetharkawy, ARKAWY.com. Easy access via the Twitter feed. Hey, while you're there, check out my award-winning Eliza Gordon Mystery Series, available ebook and paperback from Cozy Cat Press. Other goodies are there, too. You can also chime in with guest suggestions, big story, forgotten 45 requests. And, yeah, we have links to the podcast, social media connections, the whole bit. At the website, amybetharkawy.com. So I want to report that Pat Robertson passed away, the televangelist, kind of a sleazy character, ran for president, merging politics and religion, and, you know, these folks are trying to make a theocracy out of our country, and that's not really what we want. But anytime I think about him, and may he rest in peace, I think about this song. What would Jesus do? Would he wear a Rolex on his television show? Here's Ray Stevens on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show.
Woke up this morning turned on my TV set. That in living color was something I can't forget. This man was preaching at me, yeah, laying on a charm, asking me for 20 with 10,000 on his arm. He wore designer clothing and a big smile on his face, selling me salvation while they sang Amazing Grace. Asking me for money when he had all the signs of wealth. I almost wrote a check out, yeah, but then I asked myself, would he wear a pinky ring? Would he drive a fancy car? Would his wife wear furs and diamonds? Would his dressing room have a star? If he came back tomorrow, there's something I'd like to know.
Can you tell me?
Would Jesus wear a bonnet on his television show? Would Jesus be political if he came back to earth? Have his second home in Palm Springs, yeah, but try to hide his worth. Take money from those poor folks when he comes back again, and admit he's talked to all those preachers who say they've been a-talking to him. Lord have mercy. Just ask yourself, would he wear a pinky ring? Would he drive a fancy car? Would his wife wear furs and diamonds? Would his dressing room have a star? If he came back to mama, that's something I'd like to know. Could you tell me, would Jesus wear a Rolex? Would Jesus wear a Rolex? Would Jesus wear a Rolex on his television show?
I've made a small fortune, and you've squandered it all. You shame me till I feel about one inch tall. But I thought I love you, and I hope you would change. So I gritted my teeth and didn't complain. Now you come to me with a simple goodbye. You tell me you're leaving, but you don't tell me why. Now we're here at the station, and you're getting on, and all I can think of is, thank God and Greyhound you're gone. Thank God and Greyhound you're gone. I didn't know how much longer I could go on, watching you take the respect out of me, watching you make a total wreck out of me. That big diesel motor is playing my song. Thank God and Greyhound you're gone. Thank God and Greyhound you're gone. That load on my mind got lighter when you got on. That shiny old bus is a beautiful sight, but the black smoke rolling up around the taillights, It may sound kind of cruel, but I've been silent too long. Thank God and Greyhound, you're gone. Thank God and Greyhound, you're gone.
The late Roy Clark, and Thank God and Greyhound. I'm Amy Beth Arkley Show, and Ray Stevens, of course, with Jesus Wear a Rolex, as we bid farewell to the late Pat Robertson, who passed away yesterday at the age of 93. It is the Amy Beth Arkley Show. One final time around the social media horn before we sashay out of here. On the Pence front, Steve says the guy has no moral courage, talks out of both sides of his mouth. He is not going to be president. What a loser. What a jerk. Well, he did do the right thing on January 6th. I'll give him that, but that's the one thing he did. The one thing he did that was good. DJ says, Pence says Garland must unseal the indictment. Well, he's doing it. They did it because American people deserve transparency. Where was Pence the past 2 years in helping provide full transparency regarding January 6th, MIA? That's where he's going nowhere, hypocrisy writ large. Wow, yeah, I hear you. I do hear you on that one, indeed. Anybody else? Ed says, you know, you talk about Christie and H.A. Hutchinson not being viable, but they're really the only two who had a shot at steering the Republican Party back to normalcy. I think that boat sailed. Third party needed now, says Matt. And I always say, yeah, reclaim your party or start a new one. Marla says it was reported that the 7 felony counts will be unsealed. It looks like it's going to be more like 30-something counts. Wow, he's over. Yeah, it looks like 38 counts. And Jack Smith will be making an announcement, I think, as we speak. So think about that. Hey, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, NL headquarters from TCS. Thank you so much. I will say that we just we're talking about the age thing regarding Biden, but a new poll came out that shows that 61% of young people approve of Joe Biden's job performance. That's more than any other age group. Young voters prefer Biden over Trump by 21 points and Biden over DeSantis by 22 points. That's the largest margin of any generation. Now, they just have to vote. That's the key. Sometimes they don't. But I'm on a Twitter feed with a group of, they call them Gen Z for Biden. These kids are pushing it because they know really what's at stake. So let's hope they do get out and vote and do that vote. The kids are all white. We'll leave you with one from The Who. And what a week. And what a week to come, for sure. Please drive safe. Play nice. Dream big. And come back and see us, won't you? On the Amy Beth Arkley Show.
It's not like I'm listening to them. You know, it's just good music for the kids.
You know, I love you. I'll take care.
I don't mind for the guy dancing with my girl.